Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Wealthy Web Writer teleconference series. Today, we're checking in with our reality blogger, and we're going to find out what's new with Mindy Tyson McCorse. Rebecca, take it away.
Thank you, Denise, and welcome, Mindy.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
I'm very excited to talk to you today. Since last time when we spoke, we were just kicking off this whole idea, the whole idea of the reality blog. And so it's been a while, so I thought, you know, we have to check back in and see what you're up to.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited. It's nice to have lots of things to tell you about.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. My first question for you is has to do with changes. So what changes have you noticed in your copywriting business since you started the reality blog earlier this year?
Well, you know, I'm really excited to say I have a ton of changes, and most of them were not expected when I first started. I think for me, well, anybody who's been following the reality blog has seen that my entire work environment, my space has changed. I've upgraded from my good old standby college desk and, you know, tiny bookshelves that just held piles to a nice professional style desk that actually really complements my work style, which was something I think before I thought I needed to make it big and then buy the nice desk. But it's been interesting because actually having a better work environment has made me much more productive. That's the most obvious change. But then on, let's see, on a time level, I'm actually at a point where I keep a regular schedule now, you know, give or take, because I am still working from home and freelancing. But before, I had talked about how I generally worked when my husband was at home taking care of our son, and so I'd get in a few hours here and a few hours there. And I've found as my projects have progressed that it's, that I'm actually much more efficient if I work really a Monday to Friday schedule during regular business hours. And that's because, just because of the things I'm working on, I tend to interact with and exchange emails with a lot of people on a daily basis, and it's just so much nicer to be able to send an email and get a response as opposed to responding at night to them and waiting until the next night when I'm working again, and so I'm more efficient. So that's a nice change. I don't exactly keep a 9-to-5 schedule. Like I said, I still have a little give or take, but it's a lot more consistent, and I think that makes me more consistent in my productivity. And gosh, what else? I guess I would have to say just one final thing. There's a lot less drama to my life now as a freelance writer. I think before the drama was probably all my fault just because, you know, I had to get some work in and I had to do it here and here and everything was up in the air. And now that I've got these processes in place and I've got these good habits that I'm cultivating, it's all just coming a lot easier. So I'm, you know, happier about that and probably a lot more relaxed than I used to be.
So you're more organized, you're more productive, and you're more scheduled, apparently.
Yeah, and I can say, you know, I didn't expect any of that at the beginning of the year. You know, these are all bonuses. What I hoped for and what I expected was more work and better fees, but I guess it just sort of goes hand in hand that it makes sense if you want to increase your workload and get paid better, you need to become more effective in the time that you're actually working. And so it's all just sort of, I feel like I've transitioned into it, and it's fun. It's not, you know, difficult because there is more order.
And so you might consider yourself more professional now. You are a professional web writer.
Yes. You know, I absolutely feel more professional. I feel like I can have conversations with clients on the phone about what I do, and because, you know, just because of the environment now that I have where I work and because I'm in the thick of things, I think, you know, I'm not going to say I love talking on the phone to clients yet, but I do feel much more confident when I speak to them about the projects that we're discussing, and it's less of a frantic, oh my gosh, I got a phone call, and more of a, okay, let's work this out.
So what about personal life? So that's your professional life. Any changes in your personal life?
You know, yes, I'm definitely less stressed, which is ironic because I've got a lot more to do now, but I think it probably goes back to the fact that I have more order in my life, because I know when I'm going to work on things and when I have allotted time to finish projects. It decreases my stress load and you know, according to my husband, makes me a little more pleasant to be around, so that's nice. And also, I'm now at a point where I really almost fiercely protect the time that I allot to spend with my family or to go out with friends. Because before, you know, I might say, okay, you know, let's go out to dinner tonight. But if I wasn't finished with a project and I change the plans and say, sorry, I can't do it, I've got to work. Now, if I make plans with my husband or if we decide to take our baby somewhere, I don't break that. That's a firm commitment to me. And, you know, it feels great because not only does it make me feel more like a professional, you know, who can leave her job at the end of the day, it's more rewarding to them, you know, as opposed to having this. I think I was more like a college student in the way before where there was just always something up in the air and always something that I needed to get done. And now it's more like a real life. It's great.
And people can, they can count on you. They know that if you say you're going to meet them for drinks at 5 or go out to dinner at, you know, 7, you're going to be there and you can enjoy it and not be worrying about the work that needs to be done tonight.
Yes, and I like that so much better. You know, I hadn't realized that I'd really gotten in the habit of getting on the phone with somebody and giving them an excuse that, you know what, sorry, I'm going to, you know, I've got a deadline and I'm behind and I don't like doing that. So it's nice to not have to do that anymore because, you know, I've really prioritized, I guess, to make those things very important in my life now.
Excellent. Well, that's good changes for professional, good changes for personal. And so you said that, you know, when we first talked back in January, you were saying that this is the first year that you're really, like, putting yourself out there. You're making this is it. You're going to do this, both in terms of reaching out to clients and other web writers. How is that going for you?
It's fantastic. It's nothing like the scary, daunting thing I thought it would be. I think partly because reaching out has been huge. Just in the last few months alone, I feel like I've built a network of friends and colleagues just here in the web writing industry on whom I can really rely, people who can give me advice and feedback, you know, you name it. I feel like I can access it. And it's like having somebody to lean on. You know, part of the freelancer's dream is working independently, and that's great. But then if you have a problem that comes up, what do you do? And for a long time, I didn't really feel like I had a lot of people I could reach out to, and now I do. And what's been interesting for me as part of that transition is that I've grown comfortable having a network of friends on Facebook and through Twitter and other social media avenues with whom I connect, but who I may maybe never have met in real life. And I'll confess, you know, hopefully not embarrassing myself too much, but when Facebook and things first came out, I was kind of exclusive about it. I would only make friends with people, you know, if I knew who they were and if I had a real connection with them. And I thought, you know, I've never met this person. Why would I connect with them? And I think everybody can relate to the fact that sometimes you do get random people who have no connection to you, who want you to be their friend or follow them. And you know, if there's no even slight connection, I may not do it. But now I realize that those social media connections and people who, you know, maybe I have only emailed with them or seen pictures of them, they're just as firmly friends and people I can rely on as my, you know, as the real life people I interact with here. And in a way, it's almost, I love this comparison. To me, it's almost like having a water cooler, you know? Like when you work in a business, you can go hang out at the water cooler and network with people, see what's going on, share a few tidbits of advice, and now for me that water cooler, like that's what I missed the most when I first became a freelancer. I missed coworkers and interacting with people, and I've realized that through social media, that's the water cooler. It's really terrific.
Now, what about, so you've got this great network of fellow web writers and people in this space. What about clients? Do you find yourself putting yourself out there in different ways with reaching out to clients, and is that working for you as well?
Yes, I would say what's been interesting is that I haven't directly solicited much work from clients at all, which is one thing that I thought I would be doing a lot of this year. Instead, I've actually been building a solid referral network. I have two clients with whom I've worked for over 2 years, I'd say, and they I had planned to ask them for referrals, and it was bizarre. The week before I was going to do that, they both referred me to other people, and that's just grown. And so one of those referrals happened through Facebook, I think. One was just a referral to my website. One person just called me. You know, they've happened in different ways, but I guess partly it helps that I'm open to so many new avenues of interacting with people as opposed to just straight email.
And I think that, too, that that's showing, you know, it's been speculated and we're seeing that the economy is shifting, and I think marketers are in more demand now. And so I think, you know, getting more referrals, it's just a sign of the times that the business is out there and people need web writers. They need copywriters.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's definitely what I'm feeling from people.
Excellent. So everyone listening on the phone, you know, use those referrals. That's, you know, Mindy was just saying that she was getting ready to ask her clients for referrals. That's definitely, that's, you know, Joshua Basel, that's as soon as you finish their project and they say, this is great, you know, the next question you ask is, who else do you know that would like these kind of results? So just get those referrals.
Well, I mean, if I could add one thing to that, Rebecca,
yeah.
Another realization I've had is that when somebody refers me to somebody else, it's not, I mean, obviously it does me a favor, it's great, but it's not as much of them doing me a favor as I previously thought it was. I guess before I was hesitant to ask for referrals because I thought, gosh, you know, this person just hired me for a project and paid me, and now I want them to refer me on top of that. And that's the wrong way to think, because really what it is, first of all, if you work for somebody and they pay you, that's, you know, that's a necessary business transaction, and ideally they benefited from it because you wrote good copy. But second, I know with a couple of the referrals, it was actually the client who owed somebody else a favor, and, you know, they were able to feel like they got something off their plate because, okay, good, I can just pass this name off, and then I've taken, you know, that's off my plate. I don't have to worry about what this person needs anymore, as opposed to feeling like, gosh, Mindy wants another favor? Ugh. It wasn't about me at all, and I like that.
It's true. You know, the past two copywriters that I've referred have been, one of them was for, you know, Brian Tracy. His marketer contacted me and said, help, help, help. I need a copywriter who can do a sales page, you know, and the autoresponders. And so I was able to refer somebody that I had just worked with. And, again, it was my opportunity to do her a favor because she had helped me in the past with other stuff. But
yes,
I think you're
exactly.
Right on the button.
Yeah, and it's another thing that I hadn't looked at it that way before. And, it's, you know, when you realize that, it's just a win-win situation all around.
Absolutely. And, yeah, marketers and clients, we know other marketers and other business owners, and that's definitely right on. So, mm-hmm. You know, income-wise, is six figures still your goal for this year?
It is, absolutely. But what's interesting is my priorities have actually shifted in a way that I didn't anticipate. I'm still on track to make six figures. That's still my ultimate income goal. But I'm now cultivating professional goals that I hadn't even given thought to before, because I guess you could say when we had the first reality blog conference call, my number one goal up there on my bulletin board was make six figures this year, but there was nothing along with that. And now I have additional professional goals to, you know, succeed as a master web writer in this field, or to put myself out as an expert in this other field. And what I'm finding is there's more of a shift, I think, in my way of thinking, so that it's no longer so much about just the money and the lifestyle. It's actually more about me feeling comfortable putting myself out there as somebody who can bring value to different types of campaigns. And what's great is that it really motivates me to push myself harder and to write better copy, partly for my own satisfaction, but also for the benefit of the campaigns that I'm involved in. So it's not expressly just for financial gain anymore.
But yet at the end of the day, you know, that's all going to roll back into, that's only going to make you be able to charge more. It's only going to make you make more, which is only going to make you hit your goal even faster.
Oh, well, I like that.
Yeah.
It's got all these bonuses.
Yeah, it's all that tying together. You know, it's all on that same path to whatever you're defining as your success as a web writer. So I think that's excellent. So on that income goal and on that path, where are you right now? Well, we're at the end of April. Are you, you're
right.
Still on track?
Well, I think so. I just, just last week, I signed on with a client who helped me break the $50,000 mark in lined up projects.
Oh, well, this is only April.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Yay!
I mean, I haven't necessarily built for $50,000 yet, but I basically have $50,000 in, you know, in contracts and planned projects and agreements. So that is, it's mind-boggling and, you know, great.
That's exciting. Fantastic. Okay, so what about the biggest change between the way you do, you know, it's getting back into the way you're doing business now. What is the biggest change between this year and how you've done it in the past?
Let's see. Well, I think I'm definitely open to new possibilities that before I probably never would have considered.
Can you give
me
an example? Like certain types of projects or certain types of clients, or what is that when you say possibilities?
Well, let's see. I have a client that I've written for well, one of my long-term clients, and she is working on I knew that she was working on establishing herself in sort of a mentor-type capacity for her own clients, and I had taken quite a bit of training, and I've done a lot of reading on white papers, for instance, and so whereas before I was comfortable just writing the kind of copy that she needed and what she'd always hired me for, now I'm in a position where I felt comfortable going to her and saying, look, you know, I realize you're looking to establish yourself as an expert because you want to move forward in this type of, you know, mentoring circle, and what I think might really benefit you is if you had a white paper type document that, you know, positions you in this way and does this and converts people in this way. And she was totally open to it, and you know, we took off with it running. And so I think if I hadn't been really doing this reality blog where I'm, you know, basically where I was, especially at the beginning of the year, where I was at a point that I figured I just needed to do anything and everything I could to hit my six-figure goal, I think I would have previously felt content just to stay in my small, give me a project and I'll turn it out kind of bubble, and now it's more of an ability to recognize opportunities and just put them out there for clients.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. And I think, yeah, as you're getting more and more comfortable and confident in your own self, being able to, and more experience, you know, being able to spot those opportunities that might not have been obvious to you before.
Yeah, and I also noticed that I'm recognizing ways to approach work that holds the promise of a higher fee for less effort on my end. And
always good.
I don't mean that in a bad way. I should qualify that. In other words, I'm going for bigger projects that maybe, like a white paper is a good example, where it takes a lot of investment of research and time writing, and you put together a large document, but it's for a high fee, as opposed to scrambling for lots of small projects that, you know, maybe where the total investment of my time adds up to a lot more for lower fees than it would if I were to go for the bigger projects that have a higher payoff, both for me and a client.
No, that makes a lot of sense. That you're working smarter. You'd rather work for the one big project worth $5,000 than 10 projects.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think maybe, you know, a lot of that has to do with just being more confident in my ability to research and write. And, you know, it goes back to the fact that I've got a bigger network of people to tap into to say, hey, I'm stuck on this. What do you suggest? Or what should I do here? Or have you ever had this problem? And that makes it all a lot easier, too.
That makes a lot of sense. That's good. Okay, so what about challenges? Anything that's come up this 4 months that you weren't expecting or just something like a roadblock that you've hit?
Even though I've got great support and, you know, wonderful setup and wonderful desk environment, I still have a roller coaster type of approach where I'll have a week where every single day is just fantastic. My momentum keeps on building, and then I'll come to my desk the next day and I'll sit down and I'll think, I don't even know how to do this. Where do I start? What do I do? And you know, it's something I think a lot of people face. There are always ups and downs. There are always great moments of powerful activity, and then there are times when you need to step back and just maybe. Well, for me, what I realized is it seems like when I do reach those kind of periods of stagnation is when I either have a project that I'm behind on, or you know, I would like to be a little bit more ahead on compared to what I've done and the due date. So it's either when I'm running behind or it's when I'm working on a project that I'm not really passionate about, because then that feedback into me being behind, and that's where I sort of, my mind goes stagnant. And so it's teaching me the importance of really working on projects that I'm passionate about or that I'm confident in, and also the importance of following a schedule.
So the challenge, so yeah, the feeling of stress when you just want to be, when you just don't really know where to start, which I think we can all relate to, and when you are kind of behind and you're getting that overwhelming feeling of, I need to be further ahead in this project.
Yes, well, exactly that. And then I did reach a point because I was, like we talked about, I was open to new opportunities where I was talking to a lot of new clients and I had a lot of new things in the works, but nothing had actually happened. And it didn't, nothing happened for a couple weeks there. And so it started making me think, oh my gosh, you know, I'm losing time. I don't have regular projects coming in. Like, I mean, I don't have big new things. And it, I got frantic for a little bit, but it was all really just an issue of lots of things in the works and they all just needed to, you know, break their way through the surface, which they're now starting to do. So I'm a lot happier.
Which is then ultimately going to make you more stressed when you figure out, wow, I have more projects than I know what to do with. It's a vicious cycle.
Hopefully that's a, you know, that's a problem for another month.
It's a good problem to have. So other than that white paper that you were talking about earlier, are there any other new projects that you're working on?
Well, I'm really getting involved in a lot more social media with some of my clients who want to establish more of either a friendly presence with their own clients or there's one client, for instance, who has me write regular notes for their Facebook page, and it's essentially to build their fan base and start capturing attention for their products. And it was interesting starting because I had an idea of what they wanted. They had an idea of what they wanted. It was sort of like we figured it out together. And now it's really exciting just being a part of it and watching it grow and watching the fan base double and triple and quadruple. And that's great. And then I'm also getting into some really exciting cause marketing projects. And part of that is in conjunction with my sister, who I wrote about last week, I think, who has actually just stepped herself toward the freelance degree. She's just put in her 2-week notice at her day job and is now a freelance web writer along with me. Wow. So we, you know, that's just all kinds of exciting.
That's very exciting.
So, yeah, so lots of, you know, and it goes back to more networking, working with people, reaching out, and I'm really looking forward to working on different things with her and with all the other people I've connected with.
And she's got a great sister to follow in her footsteps. That's awesome.
We'll see. Well, you know, I'm sure maybe a blog in the making is how to work effectively with family members.
I like it. You can actually write us an article as well, because we always talk about, you know, if your family understands what you're doing, that's useful for you for, you know, having them help you stay motivated and be productive. But, yeah, the other side of it is seeing what you're doing and like, wow, I want a piece of that too. I want that lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, it's what's neat is that my parents, for instance, who kind of shook their heads and scratched their foreheads when I first left my day job that had, you know, I had a good salary, I had benefits and everything. When I left that to be a freelance writer, they kind of thought, what? Why, huh? Why would you do that? But now, the difference, now that my sister's doing it, they're so excited because first they realize it's a legitimate profession. There's a lot that there's a lot of promise. And they realize that this means she'll be able to visit them a lot more because she'll have freedom over her vacation since she lives across the country from us. So so they're all stoked.
That's excellent. So now I want to talk about the reality blog challenge, which is something that you asked if you could start, you know, a month ago. And, of course, you know, go. Can you tell everybody about that, though, in case they haven't been following?
Yes, absolutely. Essentially, the Reality Blog Challenge is a new exciting competition that we're launching every month where at the beginning of each month I write about in the blog a new challenge that I'm putting out there for anybody who wants to take me up on it, and I do it myself. And it's generally something that will either improve your web writing or help you get clients or help you in some sort of, you know, writing, freelancing, money-making capacity. And so for April, that was our first reality blog challenge. The challenge was to land a job through a bartered agreement. So basically to go out and find a client who would be willing to give you his or her service or product in exchange for copy. And so the only rule is that money couldn't exchange hands unless of course, maybe you did so much work for them that whatever they could give you in return wasn't enough payment. But essentially, the benefit to that is that it can be a really great way to go out there and get a client, especially if it's your first client, as well as get a sample and then get a positive testimonial. And for some people, it can be a little less daunting to go out and just ask about doing an exchange as opposed to asking for cold, hard cash. And it's a little more friendly. It's on a more human level. So I put that out there at the beginning of April. And we talk about it a lot in the blog and on the Reality Blog Forum. Thank you so much to those of you who shared tips with me and shared your own experiences. And so as far as the Reality Blog Challenge goes, for those who have participated in the April Challenge, I've been getting essays that are emailed to me now that it's the end of the month because the deadline is April 30th, the last day of the month. I'm getting essays where different Wealthy Web Writer members are sharing their experience of having gone out and landed a new client. And it's so thrilling to get to read these stories because they're fascinating, they're entertaining. But the best part is it means that these people have landed new clients by going out and trying this. And I'm still getting entries, and so if you haven't sent yours in, please do so before, well, do it by tomorrow. And then we will together with Rebecca and Jackie Mailer, which a lot of you all know, will be hoping to choose a winner, and the winner gets a free copy of Nick Osborne's Copywriting 2.0, which we all know is one of the best guides in web writing tactics. So that's April. And what's exciting now is that we've just issued the new May Reality Blog Challenge, which basically kicks off now and will go through May. And the new challenge for the month is to go find work through a local ad agency. Or, you know, it doesn't even have to be a local agency, especially if you live out in the middle of nowhere. Just go approach an advertising agency, a traditional advertising agency, and see if they can give you overflow work. A lot of times, and, you know, Rebecca might be able to speak to this better, but a lot of times agencies will use freelance copywriters because either they have too much work for their in-house copywriters or maybe there's a project they're working on where you can offer, you know, expertise, whereas maybe their in-house writers don't have that. And for you as the writer, there's a great benefit to, of course, not only landing another client and more samples and testimonials, but it's great to have somebody to network with. And basically, if it is somebody in your community, then you can start networking with people in the industry who are in your community. And even if they're not, you know, in your town, at least it gives you another way to learn from a marketer who's actively doing business in the field where you want to write.
Absolutely. And, you know, if anyone is attending in the B2B market, this is huge. And it's actually a great way to get some of the bigger name clients because the agencies are starved for especially web writing right now. They know that they, in the B2B space, this is what I learned from Pete Savage, Ed Gandia, and Steve Slonwhite, they know that they have to learn how to write for the web, but they don't necessarily have people on staff who can do that. You know, they have more of the traditional white paper case studies, those type of copywriters on staff, but they don't have anybody who can do video scripts, landing pages, autoresponder series, things like that. So the B2B market is huge for web writers, and if you are attending that Getting Clients webinar series, I think it starts on May 10th with those three guys, they're actually going to walk you through, so you could actually cheat at this reality blog or at the reality blog challenge because they're actually going to walk you through a process on how to land those agency assignments quickly. So this could be, Pete got all of his big name clients, people like, you know, like the IBMs of the world and BP and companies of that level. What he did is he went to the agencies to get them on his client list so that he could then turn around and use those big names to land other clients out of the gate without having to go through an agency.
Well, I did not know that. That's fantastic.
Isn't that a cool tactic? Yeah, because, you know, his point was, how easy would it be for me to land other clients if I had all these great names? So he went, yeah, he went to the agencies, and like you said, they have a lot of overflow work, especially for web writers right now. So if anyone is attending that series, you know, listen for that specific thing, and if for some reason they don't give you enough detail, you know, you have the ability to ask them questions. So definitely fire off that question and say, fire it off to Pete specifically and say, I know this is how you started. Give me the goods. How do I do this? So not only will you win some clients, they can win this challenge.
That comes at the perfect time. Yeah, that's ideal. And even better is if I can go ahead and announce this, the prize for this May reality blog series, directly related to effective web writing, is going to be Heather Lloyd Martin's SEO copywriting success.
I said excellent. That's a very exciting. No, that's great. And two, I mean, you're giving them, not only are you giving a prize, but everybody who competes is actually getting clients. So it's kind of like a win no matter what.
Exactly. And I think for me, that's the terrific thing about reading all the submissions for the current April Reality Blog Challenge is that everybody who submitted to me already has, you know, a great new story about a new client. For some of them, it was their first client.
Wow.
And, you know, that's warm fuzzies all around. So Heather Lloyd Martin's SEO copywriting success, I actually have a copy already, and it's terrific. I think it's definitely improved my own SEO writing abilities, and it's valued at $495. So anybody listening, please take part in this challenge. You know, it's a win-win situation. You can look for tips on the reality blog. Next week I'll be writing about different ways to approach ad agencies, and then like Rebecca said, definitely listen to what Pete can share in that course. And then there will definitely be some discussion about this on the Reality Blog Forum. So, you know, you can have help the whole way through. So please, and remember, I'm competing along with you. I'll be doing it right alongside you. So you're definitely not alone.
And Mindy, I would love to, you know, as people, if you've got great stories, I would love to do interviews, even though there's only one winner. I'd love to give people, you know, press and praise, and more web writers, I'm sure, would love to know what it is that they did, how they approached it. And so for each of these, we can easily do a follow-up, whether it's a call, whether it's something, you know, an article that we write on it. I'm open to any ideas, so definitely let me know. Keep me posted
terrific.
On everyone's success.
I will do that, yes. Yeah.
Excellent.
And, you know, just like with anything, they all have kind of different ways that they approached it, so we can all learn so much from each other.
Exactly, and that's the whole idea of Wealthy Web Writer in the community, is really learning how everybody else is doing it and then applying it to our own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Great.
Okay, so what new plans or goals, what do you have over the next couple of months? If I were to check in at the end of, you know, August, September, what should I be expecting to hear from you?
Well, I hope it's nothing but good. I've actually been, I wrote about this a couple weeks ago as well. I recently hired a mentor, which, you know, many of you have probably read different articles about how a lot of the most successful copywriters launched had a mentor at some point. And Rebecca, you talked about how you benefited from a mentor.
Yes.
So I'm actually working with my mentor right now to really establish some new projects and, you know, firm goals, just for me, for my own, like I mentioned at the beginning of this call, for my personal goals to accelerate as a quality web writer, not just at making lots of money. So we haven't really pinned anything down yet, I have to confess. I had some ideas, and I thought they were great, and she, you know, pointed out why they may not work. But it's all part of the learning process. I will say that I'm getting into writing longer, more thorough reports, so more white papers and free download reports for clients, and basically e-books, basically things that, like we were talking about earlier, they take a lot more time, but it's for a greater payoff, and I can really, you know, roll my sleeves up and get into the project because they're so intense. So I'm basically looking at doing a lot of bigger, more in-detail projects, and that's exciting.
That's very exciting. You know, the coaching thing, too, and finding a mentor, sometimes that's the best part, is just having a sounding board to throw all your ideas against.
Mm-hmm.
I had the same experience my first month where I did have so many ideas and so many directions I could go in, and they weren't really – just having someone blow holes in them actually was a good thing. It helped me focus.
Yes, exactly.
So, and if there's anyone, I mean, I know that, you know, a mentor and coaching relationship isn't feasible for everybody, but there is an opportunity. I'm not sure if anyone knows, or Mindy, if you've seen this, Nick Usborne's Breakthrough Freelance Success. What he's doing is something a little bit different. He's actually put all of his kind of the best practices of coaching, since he's been coaching for quite a few years now, what the common things are that he finds, like the figuring out how to blow holes in your own ideas and stuff like that, put them into a program, and then he started a group coaching group. So they're actually walking through, I believe it's now, it was three and now it's six sessions, where it's a lot cheaper. I believe it's $400 or $500, and you can actually, you're part of a group, but you can still ask him all the questions that you have and give him your specific ideas and, you know, for your business and tactics and things like that. So if anyone listening to the call is interested in that, there's a special that's, I think that the session is open through tomorrow. It already started, but you can still get in on his group coaching. You'll just listen to the first session and then jump in on the second one. So look out. There will be an email tomorrow that goes out. I'm sure there will be something in Inside AWI today. But if, you know, mentoring or coaching has been a thought of something that you want to do, Minnie and I can both tell you it definitely is helpful at getting focused and moving forward.
It's wonderful. And if I could just add something to that, because I've been listening to the Breakthrough Freelance Success calls. Another benefit to Nick Usborne's approach is that you get access to a forum where you not only get Nick's insight and advice, but the other people who are participating can also share tips and advice. And if there's one thing that, you know, we all know, is that we can learn so much from each other, because everybody brings some form of interesting background and expertise and help. So I think Nick said it best when he first opened the forum. He said, you know, don't worry that you've got these other people. They're not going to steal your ideas or, you know, try to copy you. This is something where we will all be stronger if we work together. And that really resonated with me, because I thought, you know, that's so true. Most of the things that I say are my best ideas are actually ideas put together from comments and feedback that I got from other people.
Excellent. That's really good advice, being open. And like you were just saying earlier, you know, you've been open to expanding your network and actually reaching out to other people. And it's only going to help your business. It's only going to help their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's fun.
And it's fun. So, okay, so in closing, final words, any new words of advice for other web writers who are just starting out?
Yes, actually. Well, I want to reiterate, the first time we spoke when we had our first Reality Blog teleconference, I emphasized the importance of connection. And that's still obviously key, because just like in this call, we've talked a lot about how having other people out there as a sounding board it really keeps you afloat. But I'd also like now to comment on the importance of really taking yourself seriously and making a plan and following it through from the start, basically, committing to it, I guess you could say, instead of just trying it out to see if it sticks. Because for me, that's what I did for a long time, and it held me back. I'd come up with an idea. I'd say, well, let me see. I'll try it. You know, if something good happens, then I guess it's meant to be. And that doesn't work. So, you know, if you really commit to something and stick with it and follow it through those roller coaster upheavals, then, you know, just like I'm finding from the most basic things to following a daily schedule where I say I'm going to work on this, this, and this in this order, to these longer-term goals like I have, where I'm trying to build my business up to where I work on bigger and lengthier projects, it's all rewarding in the long run if you can just see it through. And so making a plan, you know, I was never a big fan of planning before. Anybody who knows me can say that. But I think now it makes me, the fact that I have a plan and I know which direction I'm headed, it really makes me feel like I can be up there competing with the big dogs, you know. I'm not scared.
That is so excellent, Mindy. I'm just blown away at how great you're doing so far and how wonderful this reality blog is turning out and how useful it is for the Wealthy Web Writer members. So on behalf of them and myself, I'd like to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I would like to also extend a thank you to all the members who chime in and share their tips or just let me know that they're out there, because, you know, I have my days where I start writing and I think, gosh, you know, does anybody even care? Because I don't think that I'm making much sense here. And so it means so much to me when somebody writes in and says, you know what, I had that same problem and here's what I did. And then I really appreciate that. And I also, I hope she's listening, I want to send a special thank you out to Nan, who is the copy editor for my blogs and definitely keeps things just, you know, beautifully edited, keeps my commas in gear and keeps me going. She's just a gem to work with, and I really appreciate her.
She's my favorite editor as well, so I can double that.
So thank you so much for talking to me, Rebecca, and thanks to everybody who's listening.
Thank you for the update, and I definitely am looking forward to seeing the entries for the Reality Blog Challenge this month as well as next, and helping you pick the winner for the bartering deal.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Oh, I'm so I think we'll probably be announcing the first Reality Blog Challenge winner during the first week of May. Well, probably towards the end of the week since we've got to comb through all the entries. But, yeah, please look for that, everybody.
Excellent. Well, good. Well, thank you, Mindy, and good luck, everybody who's listening. I'm looking forward to reading your submissions.
Oh, thank you. All right.
I'll talk
take
to you
care.
Later.
Bye.